Hang on one second. So we have to talk about...
How would you want to be asked to homecoming?
I want something big.
Like flying a blimp into the school big?
That would be pretty cool. Or like skywriting. I just want something that's different and spontaneous. I don't like guys that just like, hey, will you go to homecoming with me?
But it's awkward. We just want to get it over with. It doesn't matter how nice it is. These are our feelings that matter here.
And it's us. We want to be asked in a wonderful way. Something that will make us remember that night.
Then why don't you ask the guy out?
Because then that's awkward.
How is that? It's what?
What did you say? It's awkward.
Exactly.
I mean, I think a girl should wait to be asked by the guy.
And what if it's so awkward that he just can't do it because you're being stubborn. You're like, oh, no, it's not good enough.
Well, I mean, if he asks you, of course you're going to say yeah, but...
Of course.
You just...
So the key here is to corner them into saying yes. So what you do is you corner them in a dark alley, right? And you just get like balloons. You get like you spray paint on the walls.
Graffiti.
And you can't let her go until she says yes. That's not graffiti. That's totally legal.
I think a girl out of sympathy always just says yes.
Out of sympathy.
Yeah.
That is horribly depressing. You're like, you know what, you asked me, so I have to say yes now, because I have to.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Well, I think, like, if girls hope that the guy they really, really want to go with, ask them, but sometimes it's not that guy, and...
Then you just get butthurt and, like, punch him in the face?
Well, you get butthurt and you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, you have to think both ways. You don't want them to get hurt, you don't want to go by yourself.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. Last year, I went single. I bought a couples ticket with my friend.
Yeah.
That's recommended, by the way.
It is a smart thing to do. You don't have to have your friend there to make it awkward. You can just go up by yourself and be like, hey, I'm buying a couples ticket. And
exactly.
Be like, all right, here's two tickets, and your friend pays you back.
Well, yeah, and exactly, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, by a ton. And also, getting it before the dance.
Oh, yeah. Don't like be one of those types of people that just buys it the day of or a week before.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now would be the perfect time to buy the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. In fact, I was actually planning on bringing money today, but I'm dumb.
He forgot.
Totally intentional.
Yeah, I'm sure. That was just your goal. Forget money. Make Lauren buy the ticket. You know, I have a couple of friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're dating. And her boyfriend said, I'm not asking you to homecoming this year. You have to ask me.
I honest to God told Lauren that that she had to ask me, and she just laughed in my face and walked away. I was like, oh, okay, we'll just, society wins.
See, that's the thing. I don't understand, like, tradition from, like, I understand that guys typically ask the girls, but why don't we ask the guys?
Well, they figure that you don't have to because they give you the Sadie's dance.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
But, you know, I think it'd be, like, not only funny, but fantastic if Lauren asked me to homecoming.
How would you feel?
I think it'd be great because it'd be breaking tradition, and there's no point in upholding it. So if it's going so far against it as that, you know, as long as it's not, like, super awkward, like you were saying just now, hey, will you go to homecoming with me?
Exactly. Lauren. I think everyone just wants something big.
Big.
Like, different, like I said.
Like
the way Trevor Weary, I believe that's his name.
What did he do?
At lunch the other day on Friday, I
believe. I didn't see it.
He brought a big poster board and it said homecoming ? And he walked up to the girl with it.
Duh.
During lunch in front of everybody.
That's awesome.
That takes a lot of nerve.
That's fantastic.
And she said yes. That was so cute.
It is. That's great. Good for
and
him.
Then I've seen a couple other guys that have like, they planned it over the weekend with the girl's parents and stuff.
Mm.
And they actually went over to their house and, like, put rose petals and flower petals all over their house. And then balloons with, like, big poster boards that say, will you go to homecoming with me? That is so cute and romantic. I don't care who you are. I would say yes to you. Do that and I will say yes.
Wow. Again, see, cornering. There we go. You just, like, you feel like you have no other option. You're just, I have to now. That's the best.
That's
instant
awesome.
Success. Guy wins.
Wow. See, but another thing is, Yeah, you guys asked us, but what do you guys, like, how do you guys feel about homecoming in general?
Not speaking for all guys here, but the way that I feel is it's another high school dance, and I know a lot of people at Horizon don't like them. I think they're really fun because I get out of the house, and the music can be good, and it's fun
sometimes
to just hang out with my friends. And I know that getting to go with Lauren is always really fun. Because I don't get to spend much time with her. And, you know, that's just something really big for every teenager is getting to say, well, I went to my senior, junior, whatever, homecoming, and, you know, all this happened. It's a really good memory.
Really?
So that's why.
You'll think to remember your senior year homecoming?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What about prom?
I'd hope so. I plan on going.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You said you plan on it.
I plan on it, yeah. I didn't get to go junior year, but because I didn't have any money. My mom said that she wasn't going to pay for me.
All you guys do is wear tux for everything.
They're expensive. And actually, we don't wear tuxes for a homecoming. It's like a nice button-up shirt
and
slacks. And typically a tie. I know last year I wore a white button-up shirt and a black vest. And I'll tell you, I look classy.
Classy.
I made that look good.
Okay, what's the difference between a tux and just dressing up like that?
You see, one you pay $100 for, right? That's the just whatever. And then the tux is you take your bank account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you write it over to them so they get all your money forever.
Nice.
That's basically what the difference is.
I don't know if guys realize this, the difficulty that we go through.
Oh, trust me, I've heard, oh my god, I was looking at all these dresses today. There was a pink one, there was a green one, there was a blue one, there was another green one, there had sparkles on it. I'm just like,
does your girlfriend ever just like take pictures of dresses and like, look at this one, do you think this is
no
pretty?
No, she won't let me see it until the night of.
Oh.
Which I don't mind. And then she like alludes to it for the whole next 2 months, and I'm just like, okay, so now I can't plan my outfit to match yours. But I just kinda have to guess, which, you know,
just wear black.
It's black, yeah.
Exactly. Black or white.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but literally we spend hours and hours looking for the perfect dress. And some girls even will spend weeks and they'll buy their dress. And the night of homecoming, they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for girls that do that. I think girls need to just not take as much time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because literally every year you're going to buy a new one, of mm-hmm. course. And then when are you going to wear them again? And all mm-hmm. that money's going to go down the toilet. Yep.
You have to think like a guy in that sense. Just don't care as much. Honestly.
We have to care.
No, you see, that's where you're wrong, though.
Okay, your hair has to look perfect. Your makeup has to be perfect. Perfect shoes. Perfect
you know what?
Dress.
I wore Converse last year.
Why in the world would you do that?
Because they're shoes. I want to wear something that's going to be comfortable, and that's not going to kill me halfway through the night.
Okay, another like a tip for girls is please do not wear super duper like high heels, like stilettos or anything. Wear somewhat of a short heel. This way you don't have to take off your shoes and go barefoot. We don't know the last time that NPR was swept, and it's probably dirty, disgusting, and dusty.
That, and like I said, we guys go hard when we dance. We're going to destroy your feet. There's going to be nothing left. We just start dancing, jumping up and down. It's...
Yeah, so do girls.
No.
Yes, we do. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever been to a dance?
Yeah.
We go so hard.
We go. Yeah, have you not seen the girls?
Yeah, you're just like... Side to side to side to side. Oh, come dance with me. It's a slow song. We're just like, we're going to get up in your face and start just flailing.
No, girls dance, okay? It's the guys that
sorry,
don't dance.
Sorry, side to side with arm movements.
That's nice.
Oh, God.
Aw. You know, I have a couple of friends that are, like, dedicated. They're like, let's start a mosh pit.
I remember 2 years back, a couple of friends of mine and I did, like, a big choreographed dance in the back of the room and no one joined in. I was really butthurt.
Really?
It was really awkward for like 20 minutes.
Wow. It's kind of sad.
I think you're making fun of me.
When you think of ideas for how you want to ask a girl to homecoming, what do you like take into consideration?
Something that represents not only yourself, but them. Like, for example, last year when I asked out Lauren to homecoming,
mm-hmm.
it was, I'm a gamer, she's a gamer. I did it in a game. I wrote it out in the sky. And
in the game, of course.
In the game,
okay.
Of course. You know, like I built it in the sky. It was just levitating there.
That's
outside my
cool.
house. It was crazy. But no, in the game, I made this huge maze with a little race that we went through, and at the end, I teleported her to it. She looked up at it, and she saw it. Said yes. Cornered her. She said yes. Cornered. She said yes. Uh-huh. It was fun. I actually still have it saved.
Do you really?
I always go back and look at it. Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you ever ask, like, your friends for ideas?
Jokingly. Never serious, though, because they will give me really bad advice.
What, have you asked them before? Seriously? Like, actual being serious?
Not being serious,
okay,
no.
Okay, jokingly? What things jokingly? Have they told you?
Many things?
Not good ideas?
None of them were good at all. I mean, like, just the worst possible ideas. Like getting up in the middle of class and just screaming it while whoever's teaching is talking.
Okay,
like,
yeah, don't like do that. I think middle of the movie, the
and then like
mad.
Like flip the desk over, right up and start just like right in their face, and then sit back down and act as if nothing happened.
Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, you have to pick up your desk.
Again. No, you sit back down without the desk and pretend nothing ever happened.
Okay. I think I'd ask her girlfriends and stuff.
Good. No, that's a bad idea too.
Why?
Because you don't want them to know. Because then they'll just tell her. You can't trust people.
Ask her best friend.
No, I can't trust people.
Why not?
Because I can't trust people.
You need, like, some type of input and someone helping you.
No, if I plan on asking someone out to homecoming, I had better already know what they're like.
Okay. I guess if that's it. I feel like if you just want more of, like, make it bigger and spontaneous, you should, like, get her friends in on it so that they can help you.
I suppose. It depends on how you want to go about it. I personally don't like having anybody else around because it feels less important when other people are around and it feels a little bit too planned out. If it feels spontaneous, it feels, I don't know, more important to me.
That's my other question. Would you prefer asking in front of like a big crowd?
Never.
Or just like you two alone hanging out and then you just ask her?
Alone, maybe one or two friends just because for moral support. But if there's a huge crowd, someone's going to make a big deal out of it. And the last thing you need is to be embarrassed, especially to embarrass whoever you're asking.
I think it can be very embarrassing on both points.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No kidding. Yeah. Like you said earlier, it's embarrassing to ask.
And like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you guys have a lot of, like, guts. You guys literally just come up to us. And you guys seem like you guys are scared. Well, I'm sure you guys are scared.
We're like quivering.
What's in your mind when you...
Corner them.
Corner them.
No.
Nice. No, seriously, what's on your mind?
Usually hoping that I don't slip up and just say something completely stupid, make a fool out of myself.
What if you mix up the words as you're asking her? I'm coming. See, can you cut with me?
Yeah, exactly. See, like, I have a stutter when I get nervous, so it's really, really hard for me.
Really?
So I know, I do. So,
I would never think that.
So what I do is I try to ask them without actually asking.
Really?
Like when I made it in the video game, when I wrote it out in the sky, I didn't have to say anything. There was no verbal communication there at all.
Are you going to make this one verbal?
I don't know. We're going to say hypothetically that I have something planned.
Okay.
Because I totally do. That's a thing.
Okay. Are you afraid to ask her in person?
Not at all.
Why do it non-verbally?
Well, I'm not afraid to ask her in person now because we've been going out for a year, so it's not mm-hmm. awkward for us.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know before we weren't going out yet, so it was more awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a little bit more riding on it. So, yeah, it can be extremely stressful.
I think the whole night is stressful.
The whole night is stressful.
Week is stressful because all you're like, is homecoming going to be perfect? Is this mm-hmm. going to happen? Is that going to happen? Am I going to wear the right thing? Is he going to wear the right thing? Do I have the right shoes? Do I have the right dress? My makeup look fine? Is he going to think I look pretty? What about pictures? What are we going to do for pictures? How are we going to do this?
Pictures aren't necessary.
So many things are on your mind. Pictures are very necessary.
Pictures are not that. Like, they're a nice touch.
Okay, they're not like a necessity, but it'd be nice to have.
It's money that you shouldn't be spending. There's better things to spend the money on.
It's called iPhones and smartphones that you can use.
You need to leave.
I need to leave?
You need to leave.
Why?
Because you don't take a big picture like that with your little iPhone camera.
Okay, then you get one of your friends that has a nice camera. Ask them.
They'll come to homecoming just to take your picture.
Yeah.
Okay, how's about before the dance?
Okay.
Before you even get there, you take the picture somewhere nice, like you go to a park.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I meant by pictures.
Then you need to specify this.
Okay. Pictures are very important. Outside of school.
Outside of school, yeah. Saves money. You can add whatever you want to. You can have it be a perfect picture. as you see fit.
Yeah. So what were you talking about?
Other things to do before the dance just to make it a better night. Go eat dinner someplace. Not stupidly expensive because we aren't made of money.
That's my question. When you do dinner, if you do dinner, how should the bill be paid? Just the girl, just the guy, or they split it?
Typically, the guy would pay because society.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're high school students.
Mm-hmm. Usually I pay because, you know, I have a job. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me at all.
What if it's $1,000? Make her pay for half?
Then that'd be a really stupid dinner. I mean, like, we're going there, we're ordering it on gold platters. like, the food is cooked in a golden oven.
In front of you.
The whole room is gold.
Right? Okay.
You can make a dinner also. Like,
oh, that would be cute. You can actually
like cook dinner for him or her. And sit down and eat.
Oh, no, it would be her.
That was very rude. Anyways, so you cook dinner for him or her and sit down with the family. It's a really nice time. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. And most important than anything, just relax. Don't make a big deal out of it. You have to get there right on time. You have to meet so-and-so there. You have to get this before you go. No, just relax. Get there whenever. If you already miss half the dance, so be it.
I think most people just, like, think too much about homecoming. But once the night arrives, they're like, they have everything planned and nothing, and I mean nothing, ever goes the way you plan.
Yeah, that's the fun of that. That's why I don't like planning things.
I do.
Because if it's planned out, you feel like you're held back by it, and then when it's not planned, you can do whatever you want. If I feel like making dinner, then I make dinner. If I feel like going to get McDonald's takeout, then
I'm going to get pretty nice homecoming.
Going to get McDonald's takeout.
Fast food dinner at the house, sweetie. Let's go.
Oh, my God. We're just going to walk all the way to the dance in your high heels.
The bus. Oh, my God. I think that's worse than walking. I hate when people, like, spend thousands of dollars on limos.
Just to get a ride. I've yet to see a limo.
Not at our school.
I know it's a thing.
Not at our school. I've seen it at other schools. It's insane.
You've been at dances at other schools? Mm-hmm. You're one of those kids?
I am one of those kids.
I totally respect you for that.
Why?
Totally respect you for that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Nice things to get
what before do you mean?
The dance. Like, a guy getting the girl a corsage is really nice.
What is a corsage?
It is, it's a little flower that matches her dress.
Exactly.
It's why it's stupid. But for example, last year Lauren went in a black and white dress, and I got her a little white rose, and it had little flowers around it, and it was on like a wristband. It went around her wrist. It was really, really cute.
That's cute.
It wasn't too expensive. It really looked nice.
It just made her look more classy.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Guys, if you want to be that person, you can get a little, like, little rose, whatever, for your suit thing.
Your dressy shirt pocket.
Yeah.
Do those have pockets?
No, they don't actually. It's a fake pocket.
Really?
It's a fake pocket. You can't put anything in those. I was so
cut
mad.
Cut a hole and you make it. Hole on it.
Just staple it.
Tape it.
With bright pink duct tape with little mustaches on it because we're in high school.
Yeah. But you have to cut it into a square-like thing and make it look like it's your pocket. That would be pretty cool.
All right. That's about it. That's really all we had to say.
Yeah, I think because mainly you plan everything, doesn't go your way.
Relax, have fun.
And you always end up enjoying the night. Just make it a night you'll remember and don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
We both said that at the same time.
Don't be stupid.
That's a song. Don't be stupid.
Anyways, homecoming is on February 1st. We hope to see you there.
Take pictures and send them in, please.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. The horizonsun.com. Come check us out. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.